The whites and their offspring attempted to force Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, into the false belief that whites have a special connection to the goddesses and gods, the forces of nature. They created images of themselves, claimed that these images were images of the goddesses and gods of creation, and claimed that they, the whites and their offspring, were the interpreters of what the goddesses and gods communicate to human beings. The whites corrupted the forms of names of the actual goddesses and gods of creation and applied these corrupted names to their created white images. The whites created false rituals that served their own lusts and claimed that these rituals were given to them by their lifeless white fictional gods and goddesses. They applied fictional life stories and spiritual functions to their fictional white gods and goddesses based on the knowledge and spiritual functions of the actual goddesses and gods of creation that the whites learned about after having invaded the cultures of Afura Ka, Afurai Kite. The false ideologies, teachings, instructions created by the whites and their offspring and attached to their fictional white gods and goddesses were designed to force Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, to abandon the great god and the great goddess, the goddesses and gods, the nature spirits, our ancestral spirits, and their communication to us of divine law. The whites did this so that we would follow the whites themselves and come under their total control. Brahman is fictional, and the entire pantheon of devas and devis connected to Brahman, promoted by the whites and their offspring, as well as the teachings connected to them, are fictional gods and goddesses and false ideologies created by the whites and their offspring to undermine the culture of Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut. The whites and their offspring attempted to force Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, into the practice of empty and corrupt rituals and misguided techniques to serve the fictional white gods and goddesses and the lusts of the whites and their offspring. They moved to force Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, to reject the true ancestral rituals and the true goddesses and gods of creation that operate through the ancestral clans of Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut. These forces in nature who operate throughout the plant, animal, mineral, and human spheres, and when they do incarnate through the human sphere, they only incarnate as black goddesses and gods, as Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut. These goddesses and gods, spirit forces in creation, the children of the great god and great goddess whom we have served for thousands and thousands of years, are they whom the whites and their offspring attempted to remove from our memory and replace with white images of fictional gods and goddesses, the images of the whites themselves. During times when the whites and their offspring felt that the Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, were not totally controlled by the false religion of the fictional white gods and goddesses, the whites would color one or more of their fictional images black. They did this in order to lure those amongst us who had initially rejected the white images. The name Brahman is a corruption of the name Per-Amen. In the language of Kemet, the term Per means house, dwelling place, or temple, as well as to manifest oneself, to arise from, to sprout. Amen is the name of the great god, whom along with Amennet, the great goddess, constitute the supreme being. Per-Amen thus means the house or dwelling place, Per, of the great god, Amen. This was a title of various shrines of worship dedicated to Amen in Kemet and Knesset. Many temples were thus called Per-Amen, or house of Amen, yet Per also means to manifest oneself, to arise from, to sprout. Amen and Amennet are the source from which we were created and from which our souls and spirits and all of creation arises or sprouts. Per-Amen thus describes also the divine spiritual state from which our spirits and souls are created, made manifest, or made to appear. Amen and Amennet are two halves of the great whole. They are the supreme being. Just as there were temples of Amen or Per-Amen, so were there temples of Amennet or Per-Amennet, also called Per-Mut, Mut meaning Great Mother in the language of Kemet. Because of the disorder and imbalance of the spirits of the whites and their offspring, they described a fictional supreme being who was male only. Thus they used a corruption of the male title Per-Amen to apply to their fictional being, Brahmin, while disregarding the female titles Per-Aminet or Per-Mut. Brahmin and the related pantheon of gods and goddesses of the whites and their offspring never existed and do not exist. They are creations of the whites and their offspring. The teachings connected to them are corrupted techniques and manufactured rituals designed to serve the lusts of the whites and their offspring and paralyze the consciousness and power of Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut. Yet it is only as long as we accept them and embrace them.